Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining into the bucket reports. When I was we tribute to
Bethany, you're breaking up. I can barely hear you. Well, the song was breaking up and it was like it was far away. It was some technical difficulties, but I can hear you, but you're breaking up a little bit.
I would not difficulties to.
Hello? Hello?
This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from COVID-19. Take the following everyday steps to protect yourself and others. Get a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as you can. If you are not fully vaccinated, wear a mask in indoor public places. Children under the age of 2 should not wear a mask. If you are fully vaccinated, wear a mask in indoor public places if you are in an area of substantial or high transmission, or if you have a weakened immune system. Stay 6 feet from others who are not part of your household. Avoid crowds and poorly ventilated spaces. Wash your hands often. Cover coughs and sneezes. Clean high-touch surfaces daily. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO. This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from COVID-19. Take the following everyday steps to protect yourself and others. Get a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as you can. If you are not fully vaccinated, wear a mask in indoor public places. Children under the age of 2 should not wear a mask. If you are fully vaccinated, wear a mask in indoor public places if you are in an area of substantial or high transmission, or if you have a weakened immune system. Stay 6 feet from others who are not part of your household. Avoid crowds and poorly ventilated spaces. Wash your hands often. Cover coughs and sneezes. Clean high-touch surfaces daily. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
I don't know what's going on. We're discussing Lauren for some could hear me. I'm muted. I output my detect set and response commanded and everything right. I don't know why the sound is not perfect. Her night vulnerable. Turn in the customer 10 report. We'll be doing some other YouTube channel to come in. Thank you. Remember me at this Houston. 2020. Yes. Also, broadcasting on Facebook, Facebook, and even my channel. Again, broadcasting it's new from my channel. Thank you for tuning in to the second report. Also, I think I'm so spiritual. I find your health. And how can we entertain so if we don't die and clone? So, podcast. I was checking out Jimmy Kimmel, and he did the he has to get a signed record deal and get airplay. So his son stumbled up. He was prepared to his phone to listen to music on that CD or automatically and to play his song. So do have a caller now. So hopefully you can hear me.
Yeah, how you doing, Spirit? Yeah, you're completely chopping up. We can't hear you even on the show. We can't hear a word you're saying.
Oh, my goodness. Well, if you can hear a little bit.
There we go. Oh, we got that for a couple seconds. Yeah, no, it's completely going to hell. Yeah, you gotta maybe move to a different side of the house or something. Maybe go to the yard because it's pretty bad. All I hear is kick, 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 kick.
Oh, definitely do not want to end.
It's been pretty much like the past 15 minutes of the show.
Huh?
It's like the past 15 minutes has just been you going kick, 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 kick.
Okay.
Yeah,
you gotta either move
to a different spot or maybe just move a couple feet over and figure out if it'll work out better. Yeah, we can hear everybody just hears is just cat, 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 cat.
Oh, won't that not at all.
Yeah, it sounds like Mary G. Blige. That's what it sounds like.
Okay, thank you so much. I can work on
Well, fix the show. I can't wait to talk to you.
Profile, create a profile. So,
a little bit. Still just coming through like choppy. I can't hear anything.
Okay. I'm going to work on that. Put on some classic music and it would be 50 minutes.
I can't hear anything. I'll call the next show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Take care, sweetheart. Have a good one. I like that show.
so famous.
What's that?
Hi, Bethany. Michael? Hey, Bethany.
Hello.
Bethany.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yes.
How are you? What's going on? What's going on? Hello?
I want to confirm with you. Hello?
Bethany.
Get on the phone.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
A little bit. It's crunchy.
Ooh. And I... My headset. I've moved my location.
That's good.
Those of you that are... Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
But you sound...
I don't know. I think
can you hear
I can hear you, but then you break out. So...
Okay. Hear the music. Can you hear the music?
Yeah, I can hear the music a little. Yeah, I can hear the music.
Okay. You sound perfect. You...
Do I sound...
Perfect. So, You sound perfect. So, I will not talk much. You go ahead and talk. When I call them, and I put them on. Did you hear that?
I heard you say you can talk or something.
Yeah, I will talk since I'm. You lead the show about loneliness and attribute to me.
Yeah, I can hear that. I heard that part. So.
Yeah, and when a listener calls, I will. Huh?
Okay. Yeah, so what I just wanted to do, because we were trying to do today, is we were trying to pay tribute to Whitney Houston. And if you allow me, I'll tell you how much Whitney Houston inspired. So
please do.
So I had to be about 10 going on 11. So it was February 28th, 1997. I went into a record store. And I saw Whitney Houston's first album, and there was something in my spirit that told me to get it, to get that album. And I was like 9 or 10. I was 10 years old, about to be 11 in a few weeks. And I got the album, and I listened to it a lot, of course, as you should do when you buy a record. By the time I think a day before my 11th birthday, I got her second album. And I listened to that album a lot. And let me tell you something. I found out something about myself when I got her second album. I found out I knew how to sing. So, yeah. And I don't know what song I was singing. Then I got her third album. And, I was just singing, I was singing. But, it was my dream to have met her and told her, you know, how much she has helped me, helped me find that talent within me. And, I'm very grateful to have found that out from her. I probably would have found it out even if I had not listened to her. But, you know, it was something about Whitney's vocals where you could hear the passion, where she would bring something out of you that you would be surprised that you had in you, you know. And that's what Leos do. Leos are amazing.
Yeah.
Like yeah. Yeah. And,
yeah.
What I did, I remember like when I was in my late 20s, like a couple of years ago, I sang I Will Always Love You at a karaoke night, and they loved me. They loved me. But I kind of have a funny story to tell you, too. So when I think this is about 2012, I had called the radio, the local radio station. They were it was Whitney Houston's birthday for August of 2012, and
yes.
So I had won tickets to see her post-Thomas film, Sparkle. So I won the tickets. My friend, my neighbor, drove me out to the office to get the tickets and stuff. So
you and Whitney Cummin, I've won Whitney Houston tickets before.
Oh, you have?
We love Whitney.
So what happened was me and my friend Andrea, and that's her real name, we were getting ready to go see Sparkle and whatnot. And let me tell you something, the heel of her shoe broke. Boy, I was mad because when the heel of her shoe broke, by the time she got a new shoe, they weren't accepting people in to see the movie. I was upset, but... So what happened was I had saw the movie and paid for it out of my pocket. And, it was a really good movie. I went to the movie by myself because none of my friends didn't want to see the movie with me. So, Whitney really means something to me as a singer. And I remember one of my former friends, you know who I'm talking about, the one who I haven't talked to since September.
Right.
When we were talking, he gave me a Whitney Houston shirt. He gave me a Whitney Houston shirt as a birthday gift, which was a nice birthday gift. And I like to curry around her legacy that way. You know, when I sing her songs, because the Pandora stations I listen to, they play her very often. You know. Like, I've been listening to Patti LaBelle's Pandora station. They play Whitney Houston very often, as well as Phyllis Hyman, too.
Yeah.
Whitney meant a lot to me. And, it's just, I read some biographies based on...
And still mean a lot to us and many others.
Yeah. I read some biographies based off of her life. And, it was just sad how many people used her, you know. And it was like I read in one of her books where she said that, fame, she was thinking about starting, having a business and on a distant island and running the business, because that's how much fame got to her. You know, she went into a depression. From watching this documentary that I saw, and it's just really sad, you know. And, but I think, what we can learn from Whitney's life and her death is to take breaks. If you're doing something and everybody is requiring you to do all this stuff, wanting you to be this, learn to say no sometimes, you know. Learn to say
yeah,
no.
Yeah, people pleasing. People pleasing, yes.
Mm-hmm.
As strong as a spirit, also she was complete.
Yeah.
We would hear that she would say no to things, but obviously she said people please a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And also, I had read her her best friend Robin Crawford's book. And, I got to say, I was not a fan.
Oh, I had never read a book.
A couple of years ago, she came out with a book talking about her intimate time with Whitney.
Yeah, I remember.
And I'm not a fan of that book.
I never did make plans to read it either.
I'm not a fan of that book.
So what was she?
Well, she just was
very
talking
about. That's why I
did it,
because I didn't think okay.
Well, let me tell you why I'm not a fan of it. Because if you're best friends with somebody, that is supposed to be sacred. And I kind of find it disgusting
right.
a little bit that you would stoop so low and tell and out somebody while they're dead, while so many other people are making money off of her, you know? And the one thing that she said in the book that kind of disturbed me was that there were
right.
people in New Jersey paying water bills in Whitney Houston's name, people who Whitney didn't even know, you know? And, Whitney was used by so many people, and, it's sad. It's really sad, you know, but you know, I try to just hold on to the good memories of Whitney, you know, and how she inspired me to find out that I had a voice of my own and such. So those are the good memories that I will always remember.
Right. She inspired me, and she made me so happy. I mean, I hope the listeners and you could hear the songs. I open with I Love You, and when we come back, played Star Banner from 1991, which they say Brandy, you know how much Brandy loved Whitney too, and but last week the weekend when they had the Pro Bowl, it was said that Brandy purposely channel Whitney Houston and pay honor to her, you know, wearing a tracksuit and just blowing the song just like Whitney did many, many, many moons ago. She remained to give me feelings. Listening to her tonight, I just feeling so good. She inspired me, and I wish you had the opportunity to meet her. But, you know, some people, my mother and my grandmother discovered I could sing those one when I was sung a throne as a baby, B.B. King. And when I finally met B.B. King, when I was a DJ at Mr. Charles Evers, my brother, a radio station, I met him. We were married until he died. And one year I sent Christmas cards to 100 people. This is when this man did like close to 300 shows a year. Guess who was the only person to mail a card back out of 100 people? B.B. King. His management was in New York. He's from Mississippi, but he lived in Las Vegas. And the card said Las Vegas. I'm like, oh, my God, I felt really honored. I still have that Christmas. But in here, to me, that you manifested winning that ticket. I mean, that love you had for Whitney, that manifested that ticket. And I hope you get a chance to meet her a relative, meet Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown and New Edition kicked off a tour right now as we talk. I never had a chance to meet her either, and I would have loved to meet her. I want a concert. I want a concert ticket. I think she was on tour with Luther, but you know, as much as I love, I have another friend, cousin, my hairstylist, who loved Whitney too. And I get a ticket to him for Christmas, and that next. Wow. Love that story. Mm-hmm. And I have to remember asking you about to us. Are you prepared to give us a little something tonight?
Oh.
A song.
Oh, I can't sing tonight.
Like the song that inspired you.
Well, she, right now I'm not in the Whitney singing mood. I'm really not. But, you know, I just wanted to guess. I'm really not. I really can't sing Whitney right now, but one day I will.
And you also told me, but you know what? I realized I sing some because I love Prince. And ever since I was a kid, I've always been pretty good singing. I guess I'm good at mimicking. I've been good at singing Prince songs. And then I mentioned it to you. You told me you like Prince too. And did you?
Well, look, no, I don't want you to be angry or anything, but if he was alive, I wouldn't go out of my way to see him in concert, but he has few songs that I like.
Right.
Yeah, he has the one he did back in 1991, Diamonds and Pearls. I'm trying to think of another, the one he did in 1999, into the greatest romance that's ever been sold. And I like,
did you know about that too? It's unique that you know about that song, because that song is a song that True Prince fans really about.
They played it on the radio back in the day.
That is a beautiful song.
And then he had this one, You're the Reason That God Made a Girl, or something like that. Couldn't be the most beautiful
girl,
thing in the world. Yeah, that one.
That's when you knew you could sing that song. But I'm a Prince historian. I love Prince day one.
I can't stand listening to Purple Rain. If you want to torture me, play that song. I cannot get into that song. I just can't.
Oh goodness, Purple Rain was like my favorite. It was my mother's song. One of my best friends, who's the Mrs. One of the fundamentals, Mr. McGuire, he sung that at my mom's memorial. He did Houses Not a Home by Luther. He opened with Houses Not a Home by Luther Vandross, because he's a gospel. And mom wanted to hear him sing a Luther song. And so at the memorial, he opened with Houses Not a Home, and a gospel song. It was a melody. Went into Purple Rain. Oh my God, it's amazing and so beautiful. Yes.
Mhm. Yeah. And Purple Rain is
the beaten road Prince. And I believe Prince and Whitney each other. If I'm not mistaken, it would have been good to hear them together.
But this might sound a little bit weird. I saw a picture of Prince on Facebook where he was dressed as Batman or something.
Because he did soundtrack to Batman. I saw a picture, but I gotta say this, Bethany,
he had some nice thighs.
Oh, Prince is fine. Fine. You're my God. Back then, mm-hmm. we watched Prince. He sung about being a sexy MF. He was a sexy MF.
Yeah, and then I like the one that came out the year I was born. This is the last thing I'm going to say about Prince. Kiss. You know that one, Kiss?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I like that song
too. Mm-hmm. Seems like you would like Cream too.
No,
seem
I've
like
never
you
heard
would
Cream.
Like Cream. Cream?
I don't think I've heard that. I like When Doves Fly.
What? Oh yes, When Doves Cry. Yes. And back to what other parts of her life inspired you?
The one thing that really inspired me, I liked how she made stuff happen. I really like how she was a businesswoman. She was just business. You know, when you came to her, you had to come to her correct. You know, like I saw when she... I was surprised to know that she was the executive producer for Cinderella, the movie. She did with Brandy. And I'm like, Whitney did that? I'm like, Whitney is that serious when it comes to business? Gosh, you know? So, and then I found out that she was the executive producer of her last movie, Sparkle. So I was like, wow, I didn't know Whitney had the control of this, you know, but, you know, it was a good movie. I would have liked to see her in more, like, dramatic roles? Because I know Whitney was a good actor. I mean, aside from Bodyguard, I was not a fan of Whitney's acting in Bodyguard. I was not. I really wasn't. No offense, but you know, I liked her as she went into Waiting to Exhale. I liked her in The Future's Wife. Yeah, so. I really would like to have seen more of Whitney in movies. I would have liked Whitney to do a jazz album, you know. We know she has sang gospel from The Preacher's Wife, you know. But, you know, I love her
work with her friends, the Winans, you know.
Yeah, her and C.C. Winans sound so much alike.
Yes.
Yeah,
and I know they miss her terribly.
Yeah, yeah.
Waiting for? Because she was Bobby Christina. You know, she didn't want Bobby Christina to, like you mentioned, the dark side of the business. She didn't want her to be, like when Bobby Christina became a singer, she did not want her to have to deal with some of the things that she had to deal with that we don't really know about. But I know she was grooming Bobby Christina. And sad we didn't get a chance to see her as a popular singer like her mom.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I really liked it when her mom, Sissy, was, you know, reflecting on her life and everything and how she wrote a book about it. Yeah, I read that book and, you know, and I think it's kind of similar to with the Janet Jackson documentary. You know, it's very similar because, you know, we learned that Janet Jackson took abuse when she was in her heyday of her fame. You know, she was engaged mm-hmm. with all these abusive men. You know, DeBarge, I think, had a drug problem. And, you know, yeah, she had the marriage annulled, and then she was dealing with a controlling man, you know, Rene Alonzo or something like that. And then Jermaine Dupri would cheat on her, you know, and it's just like, why do all these beautiful people stay in these abusive relationships, you know?
I don't know why we do that. I don't. We don't see it at first. We don't see it, and we.
But you know,
we're hopeful romantics, and I'm glad you mentioned Janet Jackson because I love me some Janet too. I love Jackson family. I'm like adopted Jackson. I'm adopted Nelson. I love Prince family. I'm to both those families in my head.
And you know,
I don't know why. There's something that we will be discussing. In the near mm-hmm. future, as we discuss mental health and as we discuss loss, like we're discussing tonight, and relationships.
There was a good quote that said, we accept the love that we think we deserve. And I'm like, wow, that's true.
Deep. Mm-hmm. Because when you dissect it, then you sometimes we realize, do I deserve this?
And you know, I had to realize with myself too. You know, when I stopped talking to that person in September, I realized that person mm-hmm. was controlling. Yeah, I realized that person was controlling, and you know, there's a family member of mine who was controlling.
No way, their way or the highway mentality.
Yeah, and you know, usually, and the one thing I realize about controlling people, if you really look at them, if you really watch them, you see that they're scared people. They have anxiety.
Right.
Yeah, and people
lose you, and they don't want to lose you either. They really don't want to lose us.
Yeah.
They don't
want to
lose us.
Yeah, so I think controlling people are like traumatized people, you know, in some way. And you know, the one thing I want to attract people. I don't want to attract a perfect person, but what I want to attract is a person who is not controlling, a person who's mature, a person who will have a discussion, no, you know, not pick arguments, you know, somebody that just got their stuff together. So, you know, and I know that
yeah.
if I want to, I have to be that.
Getting this stuff together, because we all getting something together. Like we have stuff
yeah.
together, and then there's some stuff we need to tweak.
Yeah. So, you know, but I just, I'm thankful that you let me talk about Whitney and how much she meant to me. But the one thing I got to say that ticked me off.
I've been praying for our sound and word. So praise God. Mm-hmm. I thank God for allowing us to be able to continue the show. You Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But the one thing that pissed me off about Whitney's life is that when she was at the Soul Train Awards in 1989, she was booed because they said that her music was not soulful enough, and people like Al Sharpton booed her.
Isn't that
you know,
when she met Bobby Brown? Isn't she and Bobby Brown fell in love at the awards?
I don't know.
I think that's the award show. That's the award show that she and Bad Boy Bobby Brown. Right? How is that? Yeah, some people think she was. They thought she didn't attract enough black audience for some reason. But I loved her I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, and people think that, you know, if you're black, you're supposed to all be the same. You're supposed to act the same. No. You know, and.
Right.
And that's why I'm not a fan of Al Sharpton, because he was the one that started that movement. He wanted Whitney Houston's music to be boycotted. How about somebody boycott you? Like, really? And I got to say, I'm not a fan of Al Sharpton because I'm not even going to say nothing. If I can't say nothing nice, I'm not going to say nothing at all. But, you know.
Speak your truth.
You know.
Speak your truth.
Because
you say some things that some people are thinking.
Well, you know, I just think that he's a little bit of a drama queen. That's what I think. But you know, my opinion doesn't matter. But, you know, so, I mean, he has an opinion. He has a right to his opinion. And, yeah, that's what I think.
Right. I mean, she was so talented, she just automatically, when her music dropped, she appealed to so many different people. So it even surprised her, the people that her fans. It surprised me, the people that have listened to us worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it surprised her, too. When she did her music, she probably target. Now, big music probably already have a universal voice. She's going to be this. They probably already bet that. But Whitney, she probably had no idea. And immediately, she appealed to practically everybody, even people that probably could. Yeah. It's just her gift. Like you have the gift. And we can't wait for you to share it with the world, you know. I'm looking forward to sharing more music side and my writing and art and more art. I can believe that's what helps us to do what God created us to do. And, you know, and when we do what we love, you know, the old say business world, and helping others.
Yeah, and you know, I found out, you know, over the summer, somebody was really nice enough. I think I told you this story more than one time, but somebody was nice enough to give me Phyllis Hyman's, biography. And, you know, guess who had a problem with Whitney? Phyllis.
Now, that is amazing.
Yeah, she. Well, I think it was
I'm trying to remember because you know, as I was a teenager and in my early as a teenager, I wonder why Phyllis already was out.
The thing was, Clive A. Davis wanted Phyllis to go into more pop direction, and she was more into older siblings. Oh, you do?
I know my older siblings and my mother. They didn't really time. I didn't know if someone was out in the States like when I was a little girl. So, but she had a problem because Clive wanted her to go in a more
pop direction, and she didn't want to go into a pop direction. And she would, like, sometimes call him names and stuff, and he would ignore her because the more difficult she got, you know, he would ignore her. And so it looked like a match made in heaven, but it wasn't. And I don't know if you knew this about Phyllis Hyman either, that she had an opportunity to play Shug Avery in The Color Purple.
I remember you read that in the so.
Well, what happened? I can. You're breaking up, but I can make out what you're saying. But what's going? What was
and you,
going?
You do the talk.
Yeah, but what happened was, so Phyllis suffered from bipolar disorder, and so that could affect your relationships. But so she had a friend who would watch over her or whatnot. This is what I read in the biography, and Stephen King and Whoopi Goldberg liked her. So her friend could not be with her. Her friend couldn't, you know, aid her or whatever. So what happened was, you know, they sent her into the audition, and Oprah did not want to work with Phyllis. Danny Glover didn't want to work with her. Whoopi.
This was Oprah's first time ever. And it's
what happened was Phyllis was bossing around Steven Spielberg. She was trying to tell him what to do and control and everything. So her friend wasn't surprised that she screwed up the audition, but it was her bipolar disorder. And
you remember
from what I
kind of bumped
and from what I read, Phyllis was upset that she didn't get the role, but it was that she just didn't want to be medicated, you know, because she said it would have affected her musical talent. So, you know, I understand where Phyllis is sort of coming from. I don't have bipolar where I know of, but I know that sometimes the powers that be can be very controlling. And when you don't react the way they want you to react, you have a bad attitude, or you're being a drama queen and all this other stuff. So I understand, but yeah. So I found that out about Phyllis.
And some people thought she was bipolar. So surprised, probably some now they probably thinking I didn't hear she was bipolar. I just thought she was a you know, because as I was a little girl, I just looked at her as a diva. You know, my brother, I liked her. I just thought she was a diva, but it went deeper than a diva really had. My husband, mm-hmm. I've been married twice, bipolar, and it was when Tyson came out and you know, saying that he was a manic, which he and Robin, yeah. And he did not like taking his medicine. He didn't like some of the changes. I like yellow looking, took his little beer or liquor. There are people that I love ones that take medicine. The loved ones, they're not taking medicine. You know, and you medicine, but yeah.
You're breaking up, Bethany.
Important.
You're breaking up, and it sounds like what you're saying is really deep.
Yeah, it is, but you.
But look,
Facebook Live.
Yeah, we do need to do a Facebook Live. But
you continue talking because you stood.
Yeah, thank you. But the thing is just that tomorrow I got to go to – I have to meet with my step-up mentor tomorrow, but I'm going to stay on for a couple of minutes. But, yeah, so I really – I
we
understand what
– Six more
– Huh?
We have 6 more minutes. I said we have 6 more minutes.
I heard you, yeah. So, but yeah, Phyllis' story was very inspiring. But the one thing I definitely learned from her story was that you have to love yourself, you know? And I think she may have had deeper issues. And if you can't love yourself, you know, loving other people is going to be difficult. So that's what I got from reading her story over the summer, is to love yourself, you know, and other people can love you on the world, but it's not going to do you any good if you don't love yourself. And also, I think that she was being used.
Ooh, that's probably what drove her. That probably got her. Used by people who use. My God.
Yeah, and she, I had read something where she had wanted to work with Quincy Jones. And if you think about it, that would have been a good
arrangement. Ooh, that would have been. Ooh,
But the powers that be didn't
I'm
want her
working with
Quincy. Yeah. So, you know, she. And
oh, my God.
And so she also she was in the stage play Sophisticated Ladies, and Clive Davis didn't want her doing that. He did not want her doing that, and she did it anyway.
Her problem was because she was the new kid on the block.
Who? Well, Whitney?
You're
breaking up.
You said issue with Whitney. Was it Clive?
What happened was, this is what happened. This is from what I read, and I could have it wrong. So back in 1983, Whitney was signed on to Arista Records. So Phyllis was technically still on the roster. And Clive was given all his resources to Aretha Franklin and the new coming Whitney Houston, and eventually this was basically neglecting Phyllis's career, Angela Beaufield's career. So he just paid attention to
Angela Beaufield. Yes.
Yeah. So. So that's how that went, and I could be wrong. And if anybody has the correct information, you can call the show and let me and correct me. But that's what I heard. But you know, so yeah, she was not a fan of Whitney nor Clive.
Wow. So you read the book. What is the name of the book?
The name, the book is a rare copy. So the name of the book is called Strength of a Woman, and it's by Jason A. Michael. It's called Strength of a Woman.
And from my research, Strength of a Woman.
Yeah, and it's by Jason A. Michael.
We've been for the to Whitney, which it should be a 12-part. The series, there is a next talk we can get updates on what's going on with her. And there is a new so hopefully it is something that
hopefully the sound is better this time around, and we can have callers call in, and we could have just some fun conversation and stuff. But
it might be because we have cloudy weather. We're supposed to get bad weather, so I will say that. But the problem was, but I'm working on that. So Facebook Live. You don't have us on Friday, right? Let's Facebook Live tomorrow evening.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Let's Facebook Live tomorrow fine. Yes.
Okay.
And,
what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to bed because I have a meeting in the morning. So you all have a good night. And Bethany, thank you for having me on the show. And you guys take it easy.
Well, thank you for the co-host. I've been enjoying you since December. And, yes, we get this sound right. I thought it would be right. But get this, everything would be all good. And looking forward for us tomorrow. You all check
all right,
us on Facebook. Yeah, you on Facebook too, Bethany. My cycle, dreams. Yeah, so I hope you all can hear me. I hope I'm not been too. Yes, I should. We have 6 more seconds of live stream, and I will talk a bit and play a little music. And I hear type of choppiness. So feedback, chatting in the room. Because want to produce best possible. I myself do not technical difficulties. And I talk with really appreciate all. Here's an interview with Whitney Houston talking about when she performed the national anthem.
Thank you.